You hear some clapping and stuff on the background. You believe it or not, they got the television stations over here. Got one in the Trang, Cameron Bay, and Saigon. We pick up a few television stations from the Trang, which is not too far away, just about 60 miles to the north. That ain't too far. And got a radio station over here. Well, it ain't too bad. In other words, just like Hollywood, just about luxury and everything. Smalley, if you like to build model airplanes, I'll send you a model airplane here with an engine if you'd like to build them, and I'll be sending you one pretty soon. Keep writing, because I'd like to hear from you. And I hope you're going to play football this year, because I'd like to hear and see what old Friendly's going to do and those people over there, because, you know, it's still not a very good football team over there. You got to get them going. Manny, I'm glad to hear that you're still going to tech and summer school and all that stuff. And hope you're getting some organizations up there, because let me know. Keep me in touch on the tech, on the games, the band, and stuff like that, because, you know, I like to hear from tech, no matter what organizations and stuff. I like to hear from. I like to get a few university dailies and stuff like that, you know. Just something interesting to keep me going. Because all I like then will just be about 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 months is all I like here, and I'll be making it home. They're trying to make a new deal here where we can get an early quit. So in other words, guys got here on Christmas, like me, they're trying to get a deal here so we can go around the 8th of December, so we won't have to go through all that Christmas rush and stuff like that. If it passes, I'll probably be just right, because I can do anything I want to, just get my tickets out of Seattle and everything, just be on my way. Have you heard anything from Johnny Nunez? I hadn't wrote him yet. It's my fault, probably, but I've been hearing a lot from his ship over here, USS America. I've heard a lot of the planes from over there have been hitting a lot of MiGs and stuff like that, so I guess his ship's doing all right. Let him keep up the good work. Daddy, I hope you listen to me, and I want you to take it easy when you work, and not work too hard, and take it easy. Like I said, try to, you know, like, just don't do too much work, in other words, because you're not as young as you used to be, and, you know, stuff like that get you down. And, you know, you're still having trouble with your stomach and stuff like that, and you can't eat what you want to. Just take it easy. Don't worry about it. I'll be home not too long. It'll be just 5 more months, and I'll be home, I hope. If they don't extend this war or anything like that, I hope this place... Hope this war ends soon. Paris talks are not doing nothing, so I don't know what's going to happen. This thing is just over here, just getting more and more worse. He's still sending people over here. Planes and plane loads are still coming into here, Phan Rang, and from here they ship them on to where they're supposed to go, so really it ain't that. It's getting rough, really. What about Connie and Johnny? Have they been coming over to the house lately? Are they still staying over in Cotton Center, like they usually do, and not come over once in a while? I'd like to hear from her once in a while. I hadn't heard much from her. And what's Lydia doing now after school? And I've been writing Annabelle, too. She didn't tell me what she's doing after school either, so I don't know what people are doing now. Just getting home and collecting fat, I guess. That's what mostly everybody does nowadays. Like you said in the deal in your dust tape, Mother, you said it's getting pretty hot up there in Lubbock. Well, it couldn't be much hotter in here, I guarantee you. Right here, man, we just sweat and sweat. Got salt tablets for us, and they still don't help out as much as they probably would. And I wish we had some air conditioners right now. All we got is these electric fans, and all they do is blow hot air back at us, so they're not too good. Oh yeah, if you do go to Monterey and talk to Luke in there, just tell her to forget what I said about her coming to Lubbock. Because I just thought about it, and the more I think about it, I think it's better. Just tell her to stay in Monterey, and when I get to Lubbock, I'm going down there anyway. So that way it'd probably save her a trip from coming back up and going back down there, and it'd save her a lot of customs and border troubles like that. So instead of her doing that, let me just... her stay in Monterey, and I'll come into Lubbock, and then I'll drive on down and see her. It won't be way it won't be much trouble for her coming, you know, coming back and forth, stuff like that. I think that's the best deal for both of us. So somebody, maybe Mandy or somebody want to go with me. Maybe you. Oh yeah, Danny's been, like I said, he's been writing me, and he wrote me last time, and he's getting married as soon as he gets back with, you know, Diane Bloomer. Mandy knows her. So he told me in the letter he wants me to be best man, but I'm trying to think it over if I'll be able to make it or not. Because I'll probably be at my next base when he gets back from Vietnam, and I don't know if I'll be able to make it, but I'll see if I can fix it up or something like that. Oh, he's getting a good deal with Diane. She's a real nice girl and everything. I know her in high school and college, too, so she's real nice. She belongs to an Air Force family, as usual. So I think he's getting a good deal. I wanted to know, just for curiosity, Mother, do y'all get much news in the papers about Phan Rang? I wonder if Phan Rang is in the papers much, or do you ever look for it or anything like that? I'd like to find out, just to find out if we're celebrities over here in Phan Rang, or so much in the papers or magazines and stuff like that. People over here just want to find out, see if we got in touch over there. Oh yeah, I'd like to find out how the car's running, Mother. And Smalley, are you, and Mandy, are you still driving the Mercedes, or have you had any trouble with it? How's the Ford been doing? Is it giving you much trouble? Like, well, if you just keep changing the oil like I used, I guess it'd be in good shape, because when I drove it down from Shepherd, it was just right. It didn't give you no trouble or nothing. I guess O'Eddie will be a senior this year, and he'll be a big wheel in high school. I guess Smiley sent me that little deal, and I guess he's going to play football this year. Well, I hope he makes it big, because, man, it's the only chance he's going to have if he wants a good scholarship at Tech or anything. If he wants to go to school there, or I don't know where he wants to go, but if he does, he'll make it big there if he does good in football. If he wants a free scholarship, I hope. Any news on Linda and Willie? What's Willie doing lately? Is he still in Kentucky, or... I know he's still in the reserves, or what do they plan to do? Still live in San Angelo, move up to Lubbock, or what? I guess little bitty Willie is really doing fine. He must be a pretty big man now. Hadn't seen... Must be a lot of people now that I hadn't seen that are real big now. Patsy doing all right? Any trouble with her? I mean, any with house payments, anything like that? Kids doing all right? Bobby, Tony, twins. Harry, and the little two fellas, Allie and the other one. Nora's family better be all right. Eddie, Ogie, Jeannie, Gilbert, Suki, Michael, and of course, Batman. How's Dale's family doing? Ray and Reba Ann and Leroy. Well, I guess the tape is going to close, Mother, and I hope y'all do send me a tape soon. And I'll keep writing to you, and remember, I still love you. Bye, Herc.